Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, April 26th, 2024. A suspected DUI rollover in 29 Palms left two people with injuries. Early Wednesday morning, just before 5 a.m., deputies received a report of a traffic collision near Sullivan Road and Hatch Road. A witness said that they heard car tire screeches, a cloud of dust, and a woman screaming. Deputies had difficulty locating the vehicle as they reported it was driving eastbound on Sullivan Road when the driver lost control and rolled into a dirt lot. Deputies report that both the male driver and a female passenger sustained injuries and were transported to High Desert Medical Center for treatment. From there, the woman was airlifted to Arrowhead Regional Medical Center for further treatment. Deputies report that the driver told responders he had used methamphetamine and marijuana prior to the collision. A representative from the sheriff's department said that no arrests in the incident have been made, saying that due to the need for medical treatment, the case will be investigated further before any charges may be filed with the county district attorney. No other injuries were reported. The 29 Palms Tourism Business Improvement District held their monthly meeting yesterday at 29 Palms City Hall to approve special events grants. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart was in attendance and tells us about which grants were approved.
With $200,000 in grant funds TBID will award to local event planners, City Hall was packed with entrepreneurs hoping to be approved for their applications. While not at all local, the first agenda item to be approved was Discover Inland Empire Ultimate Playground Global Co-op, who asked the board for $3,000 a month for 6 months to be part of an international tourism network, where Visit 29 Palms will be included in their global welcome centers and travel campaigns. In partnership with Amerilink, the global roadshow in Mexico, Central America, and Asia and China, there will be an interactive platform designed to engage and motivate travel agents and tour operators to sell Visit 29 Palms, TBID hotels, and tour packages to increase its visibility and generate new business relationships. The board approved a robust list of local event planners to be awarded grant funds, including the 29 Palms Book Festival at $20,000, the 29 Palms Queer Film Festival at $5,000, Vacation Races Joshua Tree Half Marathon at $20,000, Art Tours After Dark at $3,000, and the Area 29 UFO Festival at $3,000. Freedom Days, which is the proposed next step for the Morongo Days Music Festival to take place at Freedom Plaza, was also approved for $20,000. The board stated they allocated the funds by putting each proposal through a list of uniform criteria, then scored each application accordingly, with the 29 Palms Book Festival receiving the highest score. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Yucca Valley's fire station number 41 will be moving to a new location, and officials say it won't be moving too far, according to an updated plan. At this week's meeting of the County Board of Supervisors, the board approved a commitment to purchase a piece of land with an eye towards building a brand new fire department. The lot is 4/5 of an acre of undeveloped land located on Joshua Lane, just north of Yucca Trail and south of the county library. The new location is on the same block as the current station number 41, located west of the library. State, county, and local officials have been working for more than a year on finding a location for a new fire station to replace Fire Station 41, which was built in the 1950s. San Bernardino County Fire Chief Dan Muncy said that, though the current station was renovated in the 90s, it is inadequate for modern needs. The parcel on Joshua Lane must be reviewed thoroughly before any sale can be approved, but the board's commitment means that those necessary reviews can move forward. Chief Muncy said that the county had struggled to find affordable land in Yucca Valley, and that, as of earlier this year, they plan to conduct additional renovation and modernization of the existing fire station. But the new parcel on Joshua Lane was found and determined to be fit for further study. Plans have been drawn up for a new fire station number 41 at the parcel, featuring a community room. Featuring a community meeting room, Chief Muncy said that current plans include converting the old fire station on 29 Palms Highway into an administrative building. If you're a local business, Copper Mountain College wants you to consider bringing on board one of their students. The college's Career Services Department has a public program that hopes to put students into local businesses. Assignment reporter Robert Hayden has more.
The Learning Aligned Employment Program, or LAEP, is looking for local employers to provide college students opportunities to gain career-related experiences in their fields of study. This may sound like a lot of words for a familiar concept, internships, and you'd be correct with one important clarification. These are paid positions for students. Here's the kicker. Copper Mountain College will reimburse businesses for that paycheck. Nonprofits get 90% of those wages returned, where for-profit businesses get 50% back. At a presentation earlier this week by CMC's Career Services Department, faculty shared a workforce demand assessment for the High Desert subregion. That report says that government jobs are the biggest area of growth in the region, far outpacing other industries, with over 48,000 of those jobs added in 2021. However, healthcare, transportation and warehousing, construction, manufacturing, and restaurant service work all had positive job growth in the region. These programs are important specifically to the college, which offers programs in demand industries like the construction trades, with an emphasis on employment preparation. The college says that these programs and prep create a support system and professional network for students as they enter the workforce, as well as giving local businesses skilled labor and craftspeople homegrown right here in the Morongo Basin. If you'd like to find out more about CMC's employment program, as either a student or a business owner, you can find links at this story at our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The 29 Palms Rotary honored Oasis Elementary School with the Teacher and Student of the Month Awards at their Wednesday meeting. Oasis Elementary Principal Dr. Jessica Miller first explained why student Kalia Leopoldo was selected based on her achievements in academics, great attitude, and support for her fellow students. Then she introduced the Teacher of the Month, Emily Candelaria, as a great example of bringing a high level of positive energy, compassion for her students, and an innovative curriculum to her classroom. Rotarian John Cole then made a formal presentation of the awards to the honorees. The 29 Palms Rotary Club is the oldest service club in the Morongo Basin, dedicated to community service. They meet Wednesdays at noon at the Little Church of the Desert Meeting Hall. If you're worried about your levee breaking, your ocean losing its way, or your crunch, you can do the Misty Mountain hop on over to Tortoise Rock Casino, where the Led Zeppelin tribute act, Led Zeppelified, takes the stage as part of their free concert series Live at the Rock. Come out to the casino's outdoor stage for the free show beginning at 8 p.m., and if you play some games at the casino, you might win enough to buy that Stairway to Heaven you've been considering. A one-day free healthcare clinic is coming to the Morongo Basin. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more details on the community event.
The Morongo Basin Healthcare District is partnering with the town of Yucca Valley to host a free healthcare and community resource fair. On Saturday, April 27th, the district invites Morongo Basin residents to the Yucca Valley Community Center for the All Ages event, with resources provided by local and regional nonprofits. Participants can visit the Ask a Doctor table for all their health questions and receive screenings for services such as learning their body mass index or blood pressure, glucose, and A1C testing. A dietitian will conduct lectures on budget-conscious health eating, the county will provide free COVID vaccinations, and Lifestream will conduct a blood drive. The event will also have a teen zone hosted by the Yucca Valley Youth Commission. There will be inflatable slides, obstacle courses, and free snow cones. This free event will be held Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. For more information, please visit morongobasinhealth.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
Lifestream will be holding a blood drive at tomorrow's health event. If you are over the age of 15 years old, you can donate blood. Please set an appointment by calling Lifestream at 1-800-879-4484 or visiting lstream.org. Z1077's own Cody Joseph will be broadcasting live from tomorrow's event, so come by and say hello. And finally, the 29 Palms Wildcats track and field team hosted the Desert Valley League Finals yesterday. The boys' four-person 100-meter relay team, consisting of Frankie DiOrio, Nathaniel Mejia, Mark Flores, and Aiden Ogilvy, became the first CIF qualifiers. They earned a third-place finish with a time of 45.90. Other qualifiers include senior Josh Corrado in the 1600-meter, senior Nikki Fuentes in the 100-meter hurdles. Sophomore Ania Haynes earned a Desert Valley League championship in the 400-meter with a time of 1:03.99. Aiden Ogilvy also qualified in the 110-meter hurdles and 300-meter hurdles with personal records in both races. The Wildcats will next travel to Carpinteria High School for CIF prelims. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.